7:34. So, Statistics Korea, or COSTAT, has been in the public concern since Hwang Soo-kyung, then commissioner of this agency, was replaced on August 26th, just 13 months after her appointment for a two-year term. On Tuesday, the office announced its plan to revise the survey scheme to better reflect the true nature of the household economy and to regain public confidence. Teddy Beck is here in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Alex.
Welcome to our show. So, before we get into the different media perspectives of this, can you just tell us a little bit about what lies behind the controversy?
Yes. Earlier, her office released statistics on the national economy featuring alarming numbers on employment and household income, just dampening the mood of the Moon Jae-in administration's ambitious policy for income-led growth and minimum wage increase. The presidential office gave an explanation that she was replaced in a scheduled routine reshuffle, so it could be a coincidence. But the controversy over the dismissal of the core state chief has yet to abate.
Right, then what are the main contents of the plan revision by the office under the leadership of the newly appointed chief there?
Simply put, there are two main features in the planned revision. It starts with the changes in sampling method. For the household economic trend survey, going forward, the office will use the sample made exclusively for the concerned survey. So far, the office has been using broad-based data collected for other purposes of studies as well. Also, the new scheme is to produce not only the trend of household income, but also that of household expenditure. The revised mechanism, once approved by the National Statistics Committee, will be applied starting 2020 on a quarterly basis, not on a yearly basis.
Let's move on then and look at the major newspapers' take on this, starting with the Gyeonghang Shinmun.
Yes, Gyeonghang Shinmun stressed that regardless of the government's denial, the replacement of the core state chief clearly stained the reputation of the Moon Jae-in government. The scandal would cause a bigger problem for the public to take the government-produced statistical information with doubtful eyes. The public's trust on the government policy could be easily lost when such basic statistical information released by the government is being questioned.
How does the paper see the new scheme in general?
It doubts the new scheme is comprehensive enough to fully mobilize the government-held database. Also, the paper mentioned that it couldn't find the efforts by the office to coordinate with other government offices for revision. For example, National Tax Service, where huge amount of household income data are being piled up.
Does the paper have any real suggestions?
Bringing up the trustworthiness as the core value of statistics, the paper recommended that core state need to seek diversified opinions and ideas in the process of filing the revised system to the National Statistical Committee, which is chaired by the nation's finance minister, for approval.
Well, we can also move on to the Hanguk Ilbo.
Yes. The paper started by referring to the stated purpose of the revision in a neutral tone. The new scheme is meant to enhance the accuracy and trustworthiness of the index while adopting the statistical method of time series that has been favored by the government and the academic community. But the paper said, like Gyeonghang Shinmun, the effectiveness of the revised system is doubted given the lack of comprehensiveness, and the paper commented that patching up the problem in haste could not be a real solution.
Other than this criticism, did it have any advice for the office?
Considering the situation faced by the office, the revision itself would be inevitable, the paper commented. Nevertheless, Hanguk Ilbo said, it is unedifying to change the rule in less than a year. Consistency in the way the index is being produced is a critical element of statistics, it noted.
Okay, well, last but not least here, how about the Seoul Shinmun?
Seoul Shinmun's stance was not much different from those two papers in summarizing the contents of the revised system in a moderate tone. However, the paper stressed the need for the office to be politically independent. According to Seoul Shinmun, Korstedt insisted that the revision was nothing to do with the newly appointed chief and said that the new scheme is the outcome of repeated discussions and debates over a year period. However, the paper thought that the public is suspecting the political neutrality of Korstedt has been impaired by the abrupt dismissal of former chief and further by the announcement of the rule change in less than a year period. It also said that the odds for the public to perceive the index as being fabricated to the taste of the government will increase going forward.
So this paper, yeah, really does seem to be somewhat critical.
Yes. The paper said the newly revised system would mean regressing to the period before 2016. Further, when the consolidated data covering both income and expenditure becomes available starting 2020, then the year 2019 would be an only period to be compared for year-on-year analysis. This would lead to the misinterpretation of the true nature of the trend and may distort the accuracy of the index. The paper said that the fabrication of statistical data would put the national policies on the wrong path.
And let's also get the Seoul Shinmun's advice then.
The paper emphasized that the statistical office should uphold its neutrality without being swayed by political pressure. The paper also recommended that the government and the National Assembly may consider the revision of the relevant laws to secure the political independence of the statistical office.
Teddy, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Alex.